was, so one time I saw this boy on the road that would have looked me and two time would have kiss up and ting. It was a Friday night, so him asked me what I was doing and him invite me out, so I said yeah. For some context, he's my longtime crush, and when we were talking, I was still a virgin. Plus, we never talked for long because he'd be so fucking bad at texting. Anyways, we go hunting and it was so much fun. I ended up going over to his house for a little after. For a little after the party. We kiss up and ting, but we never had sex. So we kiss up and ting, but we never had sex. I don't know why, but I guess I just never felt like it. But I remember the whole time him I talk with him about sex me good and how his sick, oh, his dick. Autocorrect. How his dick is great. Blah, blah. The next day, I go over him house again. And the whole time I was thinking to myself, yeah, today is the day. So we talk and we start doing stuff. It's going great until I realize he's not fucking hard. So at that time, I had only sex with two other people. I had two sex with two other people. So I guess she's meaning I had sex with two other people. So our body count was two, right? And they were always hard instantly and ready to go. So I asked him, what should I do and whatever. Him tell me to suck his dick. So I tried, but the shit was soft and sucking soft dick is fucking disgusting. Honestly, I have to pause right there. But that's a no lie, people. Like, honestly. Because usually, like, I've never really had to suck a soft dick before, but like, recently with my boyfriend, like, we had like just finished having sex, right? Like, we did literally just finish, but like, I wanted to have sex again, but he was like all tired and whatever. So I'm just like, I'm gonna suck his dick. So I sucked it from a gummy. I liked it. Like, I really liked the texture. I liked the feel. I don't know what, but like, when it got hard, I was like, kind of like disappointed. I was just like, I wish it could be that limpy. Like, I like feel the, it's like a gummy. Like, it's like a big gummy worm. I, you know, if you know me, you know, I love gummy worms. I love gummy bears. Like, I like the feeling of the dead. Like, I don't know. Like, I, like, literally, it was my first time ever sucking a soft dick. And it was only because we did literally just done. But I wanted to go again, like, right a fucking way. So I just hopped up. I'm like, I'm gonna suck it till it gets hard. So it was, honestly, I liked it. I really did. Like, I really did. I did. But I guess you're different from me, sis. But anyways, so, continuing with the story. So it says, yeah, sucking soft dick is fucking disgusting. And either way, him would still get hard. Sorry, guys. I'm actually so sorry. So it continues to say, and the whole time he's telling me, oh, be sloppy and do this, lick my nipples. To each his own, but I'm a lazy girl when it comes to sex and I'm not sloppy and messy. And to make it worse, I never had to do anything like that before. It still never worked, and then he left the room and come back and he was hard. I'm guessing him go back in fissure or something. But I was like, okay, great, let's go. We're ready. But then I realized he didn't have on a condom. So I said, put one on. Him saying, not have none. At that point, I was frustrated and ready to go. So I tell him, it's whatever, just pull out. Can you believe that the boy get up off the bed, goes into the bathroom, go back in face and come back and say, and want to say, you know, maybe it's a good thing we didn't have sex. It ruins everything. Wait, oh, hold on. Let me reverse. So you told him, okay, let me read it over. Him say him not have no condom. At that point, I was frustrated and ready to go. So I tell him, it's whatever, just pull out. Can you believe that the boy get up off the bed, goes into the bathroom and go back in face and come back and wanna say, you know, maybe it's a good thing we didn't have sex. It ruins everything. What the fuck? Him couldn't even give a little error. Finger you a little bit. Make it work. You're wild. You already have to suck this up because you know you don't like that. What the fuck? So it continues to say, I was so fucking livid. I just put on my clothes and got sitting in the living room. I guess he noticed I was mad, so he was apologizing whatnot. But I just said it was okay and left. Boy. I don't know, child. That never happened to me before. But you know what did happen to me one time? But I don't know. I wore this as a badge of honor. But looking at the situation, it's just like, God, no. Like, God, see, I know. But back in the day, you know, before I was married and such, back in the day, I sucked this nigga dick, right? It wasn't the first time I ever sucked dick, but it was the first time I sucked this boy's dick, right? And we were supposed to have sex at night. We were supposed to have sex. It was supposed to be, but this was when I was a jit. So I had to be home at a certain time, right? This was, it was however many years ago, but I had to go home at a certain time. This is not like, no, when me can't run road, I run street, like white line. No. So basically I got there around maybe 8. No, maybe like 10, right? But I had to leave by like 2. So we were downstairs and we were like watching like some shit on TV. And in my brain, I'm just like, you know, like I'm just like, because at these times I was awkward. So it's like I felt like, you know, like we both wanted to do something, but nobody was making a move. So it just felt so awkward. At least I felt awkward. But then eventually, kiss up, whatever, go upstairs. And I put that nigga dick in my mouth, right? Push the boy out now, mouth and so. I'm barely sucking it up. People, I was barely sucking that shit. Barely. Like, now, like, I'm gonna tell you, this is early in my suck dick career. I was not that great. Even though me was the guan, like, with my friend them. In reality, I could not have been that fucking great. You understand? So I'm sucking his penis literally like a minute after I was sucking his penis. I hear the boy comes, oh, bitch. I'm like, I was confused. I was like, what? I was like, oh, I was like, all of a sudden, beer come like many waters, like Elsha, like all over. Like what I'm talking about, like a fucking water gun. And it was literally like a minute, like literally no joke. But afterwards, like, it was like a thing where him come, so him done for the night. Whenever I get to have sex, whenever I do nothing like that. Him just get his nut and I just left with freaking cum stain on my shirt. Like, I think I was wearing a dress. Yeah, cum stain on my dress. That's all I left with. And you know, I left feeling proud. Like, yeah, I made him come in a minute and something. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm the best dick sucker girl. Da-da-da-da. But when I actually looked back at it, I was just like, I gave this boy a very hard orgasm for some reason. I think him did just maybe excited or something, because I don't think I was doing that good for him to come in a minute and a oh, oh, and I make them weird nice day, like, I feel so ashamed that I was so proud of that. Like, that is, maybe that's something to be proud of, I don't know, but I literally got nothing out of that day. I got nothing out of it. And like, by the time him claims to him like recoup, like, I think it was strategic, because I had to leave at a certain time, and it's like closer time when I had to leave is when him want, you know, you want to go do it now. And I was like, nigga, I gotta go, I got to go, you know what I mean? So I don't know, forgive me, the thing stopped recording for some reason, but anyways, yeah, like, men are just, I don't even want to say it's that they're disappointing, because I think it's a mental thing. When them either come too quick or them can't get hard, it's a mental thing. I feel like that guy was, maybe he was nervous, maybe me too excited. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it could be, but I know, so that reach enough man now and then, them would just dead and it just can't revive. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe, and but it's just the fact that him go, so you, like, it, when him go back in face, right? And him going to the bathroom, wait, just lie down on the bed, so, like, what were you doing? Were you scrolling on Instagram? Were you staring in the ceiling? Like, what were you doing in between that time? How long did it take for him to back in face and come back? And like, honestly, if I was the guy, I would literally just give you head. But then again, he probably isn't a head giver guy. I get it. I don't get it, but I get it. You know these niggas, you know how they are. But a finger, nothing. No, but the whole condom thing, I think it's actually quite rude for him to assume. Because clearly, uno know each other, but uno not dead so yet. Be a fuck raw. You understand? That is such a whole topic, though. Like, at what point do you take off the condom? Like, I don't know. Because every time, like, the way how my relationships have went, it's that We end up basically there. Like, I don't know why it always happens, but we always end up basically there or close to there. Not there yet, you know, but close to there. At the point where we have sex. So it's like, I've never had sex with somebody that I don't really know well. Like, I have sex with somebody after talking to them for like a year and a half on and off, or like a whole heap of months on and off, or a whole heap of months straight. You know what I mean? But who knows? Actually, no, I couldn't do it. I don't know. I don't think I could do it. Like, it takes a while for me to like actually want to have sex with somebody. So like when I do it, like I go all in. Like we can do the rest of. I don't care. I don't care. Like honestly, I can. Honestly, I'm not even gonna tell a lie. Like, yeah, I don't. Let me not expose myself because I sound very careless. But with the partners that I've had, I don't be doing that. Like, I've never felt like I really had to initially. Like, maybe that's careless. I don't know, but that's what I did. But clearly, you never comfortable with that. So for him to even assume, because like for me, this is always something that I discussed beforehand. Like from before we even have sex and we're just texting, sexting, da 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 da. I will express that. Yeah, you can go raw. Yeah, you can. You know me, you know Omega say you can do that. Like I don't know what it is, if I have like some kind of fetish for that, but there's something about telling a guy. Like honestly, sometimes I'm afraid my mother hears this, and you know she'll eventually hear it one day, you know. But you know, I'm gonna just talk. I think I have a fetish for telling. I have a fetish for telling niggas to come inside me. I'm sorry. It's something about it. Like, yo, when a man just say I'm gonna come, is that literally I have sometimes I have to be fighting back to say come inside it. I have to be fighting it back. Cause you know say, even when like you're not ovulating, this, that, and the third, you just know you're not gonna breed. It's still not that good for it there to be come inside it. Cause you can get all kind of fuckery in your vagina. You can get BV. This can happen, that can happen, pH imbalance. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of bad things can happen other than pregnancy and STDs if a guy come inside you raw and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? But that's why I have to be holding myself back sometimes and telling niggas to pull out. But honestly, sometimes, like, literally all the time, I just wanna say, come inside me. Like, just do it. Just do it. Like, I just wanna lock my legs and be like, just do it. Yeah.